say that the top races, Little Park Beach Festival, is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bangkok's agency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, spearheading boat races, and many more.
Environment and Forestry reports that motor vehicle emission account for approximately 42-57% of air pollution during the dry season. Deputy for Pollution and Environmental Damage Control, Horacio A. Dosani, emphasized that this contribution is significantly higher compared to the rainy season, when it ranges between 32-41%. To mitigate this impact, Gallup H. encourages toll road operators to increase green spaces in rest areas and along corridors, and to implement air quality monitoring system to better track pollution sources. PT Pertamina Gas, or Petagas, has signed an agreement with PT Politama Propindo to develop gas infrastructure supporting the Proline Plant 2 project in Balona, aiming to increase production capacity by 300,000 tons per year. Under the agreement, Petagas will supply an additional 275,940 MMBTU of natural gas annually until December 31st, 2029, and will manage the operation and maintenance of the infrastructure. And this collaboration is part of Petagas' strategy to strengthen Indonesia's petrochemical industry and energy resilience through industrial synergy. And that was the news.
Which is
Moving around, we will be here on Indonesia today, where you can tune into our online streaming in voice.id. Shortwave in 355 kHz and 475 kHz, and our application in AAE Digital for those of you who love watching on demand. And let us continue listening to Miska, Lintasan Yang Sama. And Christy explained that AI literacy involves critical and analytical lithical thinking in its practical applications, including verifying or cross-checking data outputs for AI systems.
Thank you.
also those who call it food, because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as gumpo granite, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs, and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gumpo as rice meatball, because it is round, made of rice, and eats white color. According to the story, gumpo comes from the word jimpo, because it uses the fingers. Sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of chafed fruit or cream sticky rice puppy. For one bowl of ice gumpo granite, you only need to pay 5,000 rupees. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
Thank you.
It is the feature Angklung, only on Voice of Indonesia. And if you want to request or maybe send something through our social media, you can send it through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia. Twitter, we can add VOI Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok in VOI _official. We also have our email address in VOI @voonews.id and also our WhatsApp number in +62 821 2381 2130.
Kalau kita yang pernah sekarang ya seperti angklung. Kalau di Jawa Barat memang yang lebih ini tuh yang jenisnya angklung ya. Alatnya di getar ya, bukan tidak tergolong alat perkusi atau dipukul ya. Nah itulah barangkali memang ya kapan mulai dibuat. Ya saya sendiri gak tahu itu kapannya.
The bamboo music that we know today is angklung. It is known in West Java. The instrument is played by shaking or striking it, and not by beating or tapping it like percussion. When it was first made, I do not know. What is clear is that we could find it when there were traditional rituals or ceremonies. For example, in Bogor there was angklung gubrak, and in Banten angklung seret. It was all media for traditional ceremonies, which in essence was for tasakuran or thanksgiving to the Lord, or even a repellent of bad spirits. Now, however, it is not to ward off bad spirits anymore, but to repel pests.
Formerly, angklung was used as part of ritual among the people. Then, as time went on, angklung became a folk entertainment. How could this happen? Dayang Octavian Ujo, an angklung artist from Saum Angklung Ujo, has an explanation.
Initially, there was no tone, no cylindro, nor pelo. Originally, angklung was just rhythmic music. Jeng, gong, jeng. It was used by Badui tribe as tribute to the goddess Dewi Sri during the harvest. Gong, jeng, gong, jeng, gong, jeng, so there was no tunes. But then, the outside Baduis created Dami Lalati Da tunes, who they used as a means to beg. Then Mr. Dayang Sutikna was interested in it. There was a teacher, a music teacher, and a scout instructor. Mr. Dayang tried to find out, how could this musical instrument be taught in schools? When he saw the beggar, he thought, this could be translated into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do. Then he tried to do it and offered to teach this in school. He was rejected. Why? Because at the time, only rich people could go to school, and they did not want to play beggar music. Finally, he decided to teach it to Boy Scouts. When he played angklung so beautifully, the schools then became interested. At last, angklung went to school. So the one who translated the traditional tunes into Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Si, Do is Mr. Dayang. Why did he do that? Because at the time, schools were in need of musical instruments. That's the main reason. Then, when it became interesting, angklung then was turned into music for entertainment.
Angklung
is an incredible weapon.
happened. Yes, we should know that. I realized after I had been abroad hundreds of times. Once in history, the Dutch colonial troops were terrorized by sharp bamboo spears. Not because they were more deadly than grenades or bullets. No, the spirit of these bamboo spears made the people tame and work together, helping each other to fight the Dutch. That made the Dutch troops scared. Uncle, as you can see, has made everybody swept away. Everyone was involved and resulted in harmony. So when I visit other countries, a lot of people feel close to Indonesia. How they feel in harmony with Indonesia.
The harmony and familiar feeling with Indonesia has been well perceived by participants of Indonesian Arts and Culture Scholarship 2012. Haydar from Azerbaijan and George from Nauru. Thanks to the scholarship, they have been given the opportunity to learn the art and culture of Indonesia, especially Angklung music at Saung Angklung Ujo, Bandung. Initially, when they first saw the Angklung music performance, they were so amazed. How could some pieces of bamboo produce such beautiful music, which ultimately has made them feel familiar and love Indonesia?
Namaste, Haydar. Saya berasal dari Azerbaijan. Ya, suka. Saya semakin suka Indonesia. Ini aneh untuk saya.
My name is Haydar. I come from Azerbaijan. Yes, I love it. I'm getting more and more in love with Indonesia. This is extraordinary for me since this is the first time I see a musical instrument made of bamboo. It is very unique and I really want to learn Angklung. In my opinion, Angklung is not difficult if you really want to learn. I think I can. Yes, I can play Angklung.
My name is George Kozina. I'm from Nauru. Well, the first time, I didn't know that bamboo can make music from it. But now, I can, realize that bamboo can make of many of things, like can build a house, making music and everything. But the first I was, so surprised that they made music from this bamboo, like Angklung. Yeah, also, maybe this is the first time I can pass the music class, yeah. Very easy. Back home, I have to, if I want to teach Angklung, maybe I need to buy this equipment to go back to Nauru and teach them how to play Angklung. Because in Nauru, we don't have bamboo, but we don't have much bamboo.
People are interested in learning Angklung music, including foreigners. This is a logical consequence, especially after UNESCO designated Angklung as masterpiece of oral and tangible heritage of humanity. But there is also concern about this typical music of West Java, as perceived by the Angklung master, Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Apa saya lebih khawatir adalah, saya khawatir Angklung ini bisa. Orang lain lebih bagus memainkan. Kenapa? Ketika saya mainkan lagu China. But I'm more worried that other people would play Angklung better. Why, when I played a song from China, Chinese people were surprised. It sounds better in Angklung. When last week we were in Korea, we played Korean songs. Wow, they sound really nice with Angklung. When I was in Cuba, we gave them some Angklung. There is a music school in Cuba. Cuba is a cold state, but they play Angklung beautifully. They have tango and salsa patterns. So my concern is, Angklung can be played at anywhere, by any country. You can imagine the Nigerian can play Angklung. The Arabs can as well play in the desert. The Chinese, the Japanese, it can be played anywhere. That's what I'm worried about. More people can play better. They are more serious. Well, how about if we are not serious?
Same concern is also shared by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province, Nunung Sobari. He even worried that Angklung recognition as World Cultural Heritage would be revoked by UNESCO.
Jadi betul sekali, di sisi lain kita bangga gembira dengan pelakuan itu, tetapi itu kan juga ada syaratnya. Jadi Angklung itu dievaluasi oleh UNESCO.
So it is true, on one side we are proud, happy with the recognition, but there are some conditions. So Angklung is to be evaluated by UNESCO. If the result is negative, then the recognition will be revoked. The negative criteria are as follows. First, if Angklung is mass-produced, manufactured. Second, if according to the assessment of UNESCO, activities related to Angklung have dropped, or even none at all.
Facing this concern, the government of West Java province has made some efforts to preserve Angklung, as stated by the head of tourism and culture of West Java province.
Nah untuk apa ya mengantisipasi supaya
terjadi. In order to keep Angklung alive and growing in West Java in particular and in Indonesia in general, the government has initiated a Love Angklung movement. A more strategic effort actually is to make Angklung related activities in schools. So Angklung now has become an extracurricular activity. Schools in Bandung now have sent their students for Angklung lessons. Some headmasters have even invited professional Angklung instructors to train the students and to form Angklung ensembles.
The government's seriousness in maintaining, developing and utilizing the unique art of West Java is also evidenced by the opening of a new study program in the Indonesian Art College, namely Angklung and Bamboo Music Studies Program, as revealed by a lecturer of Karawitan, Indonesian traditional music, who has also been appointed head of the program, Yon Setiono.
Kemudian pemerintah juga dengan membuka salah satu prodi bambu yang
then the government has also opened a bamboo music studies program at STSI. Yes, perhaps this is also another effort. There are courses leading to bamboo music, and now there are also scholarships.
The head of tourism and culture of West Java province, however, says that all the efforts that have been taken by the government will not run well if it does not get support from other parties.
Karena menurut saya dalam pelestarian.
Because I think conservation, development and utilization of the art and culture must be done simultaneously. I conclude as choir symphony, you know, one sound singing a song usually is not so good, but it would be so nice if the song is sung in choir together. I mean, those components are not just the government. The first is the government, the second are artists or cultural figures, the third are associations or groups, including schools.
Support for preserving Angklung would be created if all are aware that Angklung is fun, as received by the artist Angklung, Daeng Octaviani Ujo.
Let's create Angklung awareness. Angklung is fun, not a kind of heavy music. It can be played by anyone. Well, why don't we try it? No problem if you don't like it. It is impossible to make everybody like it. So, just try and taste it. After that, let's take a jam. And I want a lot of people to try and listen first. So do not always make a remark about what Angklung is like before feeling it first. So open your mind. Well, it turns out that Angklung is like this.
Small river that flows calmly to a large river that